And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Well, another week of garage sale gloating begins. Right off the bat, first car we get behind, some douchebag on a phone driving 25 miles an hour. That was fun.
And then noticing, after we pulled up on him and really fast, he decides that he's going to get off his phone and then stare at us while doing just at the speed limit of 30 until he could pull into his destination.
Yeah. Yeah. He was obviously the victim here. He was obviously the victim here. But we're getting past that. He's gone. Hopefully,
you know what?
Turned the corner, ran into another car, and there's a big fireball over there. If there's a just God in the sky.
He's gone, and nothing's going to bring him back.
Anyway, we got a bunch of garage
sales.
That one's
for you, Scotty. What's for you, Scotty? Oh, never mind. Yeah! I always envision Rick Petrie singing this one.
Yeah, because he did.
Right!
Ah. Now there would be a ride-along right there, Wild Dick Petrie.
You hear that? I don't think he would.
Huh?
I'm not sure if he would be game, though.
No, Rick Petrie's a game. If we cornered him and we're like, Rick! Come on, come with us. Rick would be...
Would oh, you're like, saying ambush him.
Yeah, ambush him and make him get in the car. He'd do it.
Well, yeah,
if we tried
I think
to
both
set,
people would.
If we tried to set it up ahead of time, yeah.
I just don't want him to, like, get all frumpy, like, an hour in.
Oh.
You know, I mean, we're here to have fun, aren't we?
That's what it's all about.
I mean... Yeah.
Anyway, we got stuff on the list, and we are ready to roll. Oh, look, some divorced.
What?
That was just some total divorce. It's Saturday morning at 8. Got to get in the convertible.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I see a convertible, I'm like, what flavor of middle-aged man is in it? There he is.
Yeah. It is his toupee flowing in the wind.
Meanwhile, it's like the coldest morning in a long time.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
How do you like that?
Is that where we're going? Churchdale, right off the bat. I think this is our first church sale of the season.
Churchdale.
I think we were going to go to a church sale at one point. And
no, this is a neighborhood sale.
Oh.
That's on Churchdale.
Oh.
You freaking... What is this, the electric company?
I wish.
I don't want a griddle. I want a riddle.
Were you unmasked Spider-Man and it's Morgan Freeman? Yeah, that's
an easy reader?
See, it's pointing right into the... See,
but that's not where we're going.
Oh.
I don't think... if it is, it's not open yet. It's not... It's 9. We're going to this one and starts at 8.
Ah. See, they have very... I mean, they have the same kind of sign.
Right. You don't trust the sign.
Whoa, oh. Bambi. Oh, yeah. Take your time, fucking Bambi.
What the...
All right, like a video game, the universe is just tossing shit in front of our car today.
So, and put a good buzz on.
Put a pin in that.
Why was you not sitting on a pin?
All right.
This is what I'm talking about.
And on this farm, he had a horse. E-I-E-I-O. Here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Hey. Oh, Donald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
All right. We are unhinged today.
All right. He had a farm. I get it. Relax. Jesus.
Locked.
Put your freaking buckle up. My head's about to explode. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Anyway, got a bunch of records already, first thing.
That's a nice garage sale. It's like garage sale, and there's like two piles of junk sitting on the curb. It's more like a curb sale, but okay. I won't get technical. Chief for sale? Hey!
You guys can't see it, but she is your typical grandma walking down the street.
With yoga pants.
Ooh. Full camel toe. Full geriatric camel toe. Anyway.
Hello, Mr. McDonald. Aren't we crazy?
All right, another garage sale full of records
and comics and CDs. Comics.
I got Dark Side Which of the Moon today. I got the $5 one.
Did you?
It's messed up, but it will clean up well.
Okay.
Big hits and I High Tides and Green Grass and Rolling Stones. They're probably trash. Monkeys, $1. But I could take risks on $1 now that I got that cleaner. Hey Little Cobra, another Hot Rod Hits. Five Man Electrical Band. Signs, signs everywhere, signs. Bob, Bob Dylan, New Morning. Tommy, The Who for $2.
I got Who's Next for $2.
Elvis, Simply Elvis.
Yeah, I like that.
With photo booklet.
That's a hunka burning Elvis right there.
Jefferson Airplane, Long John Silver, After the Gold Rush, Neil Young, which was a great find, and of course when I pulled it apart, it was stuck to another album. The Greg Kinn Band.
Didn't he lose on Jeopardy?
He did. This is a LTD, looks like, with a big moon butt in the back.
Yeah, sexually transmitted music.
And Live and Let Die soundtrack. So now I think I have Thunderball at home, too. But with my favorite James Bond theme. Yeah, maybe second favorite, but still. Live and Let Die, a little Paul McCartney. I got a beat up horror comic there for $1.
Yeah, I did pretty well too. I picked up a couple of Marvel Jim Henson comics. I got a Fraggle Rock and I got a Muppet Babies. I got that one album I mentioned with The Who. Mine was CDs though. That's where I really kind of got them. For $2 a piece, I got the Best of Funkadelic. I got a really nice double CD called Funk Gold. And then, nice funk CDs and a couple of Lenny Kravitz CDs for the kid to go with a new car which has a CD player. Well, she's all excited about that, so not bad. Let's definitely pick through, especially the comics. I mean, the box was flopping and that was pretty poor showing as far as comics go. Not much there, but...
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? We've been hitting it pretty large the last few weeks with comics, so...
Things were escalating when we left that last one. Husband and wife were... I already pegged it because I've got $15 worth of records and a $1 comic. And she goes, okay, 16. I'm like, they take 15? And she looks at me just like, oh no. And then she looks at him and she goes, oh, okay. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, what's this dynamic here? They started fighting when we were leaving.
Well, what's even...
Well, you were here all day yesterday.
She was on the phone, and he was just there to keep her company. All of a sudden, he's got to dole out money and try to deal with hagglers.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
No, it's not. But, you know, he's like, I got this Bruce Springsteen album here. It's five... E Street Band Records. And
yeah.
What's it go for? It's like, what do we know? It's like...
That's how it's a Discogs, dude. and like, it might go for... It was a bit beat up. And it might go for a good amount of money. Then again, a lot of those collection sets that were, like, prestige...
Right.
Like Bob Dylan Biograph, which was a five-record set. Yep. And it was, like...
Right.
A big deal, and it was like $50 when it came out or whatever. And they don't go for that much these days. You'd think they would be, you'd think that would be a, you know, it was a deluxe set and it was.
Unless it's all new music with like hits that you can't get anywhere else.
Well, there was a lot of stuff on it that was, live versions.
Yeah, that's what that was. That was a live show that Bruce recorded.
Yeah, well, I think it was like...
I remember when it came out, 1985.
Yeah, it was...
Born in the USA. Ronald Reagan, God Bless America. You know, yada, yada, yada.
That wasn't really Bruce Springsteen, though. I think Bruce Springsteen ceased and desisted... either Reagan or Bush from using Born in the USA on there.
It was some politician, and yeah. I'm sure someone's yelling into their pods right now at us because we can't remember. But,
well, yell away.
Well, what's even funnier is that I was about ready to haggle with him because my total was 17, and he's like, 15. I'm like, okay. And that's where I started because he didn't have change for the five. For the gas money that you gave to me that I gave to him.
I just wonder what records were in there yesterday.
And what comics were in there yesterday.
Probably not many of the comics because the box was almost full.
No, it wasn't. There was probably a good 60 comics out of the... That box holds like 300 comics. And there was maybe 220 comics in there. That's pretty floppy from my expertise, I guess I would say. For the 50-some-odd years of dealing with that shit.
What is all this traffic going that way? Jesus Christ. I wonder if they're all going to the garage sale. I wonder if we got out of there just before. Yep.
Or...
Sign was for bulldog puppies.
French bulldog puppies.
Yeah, we'd be... Either of us would be real heroes if we showed up at home with a French bulldog puppy.
I would be a hero. You wouldn't be.
No. No, my cat would kill it on the spot. All right. Well, we're off to other
on that note,
greener pastures.
Yeah, we're right. 2 minutes away to the next one.
Excellent.
But only 2 seconds away for you.
They get the big wedding. It's like almost like a BJ's Wholesale.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're in the suburbs.
We're in the very rich suburbs.
We just went to a place with a shitload of CDs. If I knew more about CDs, there were a lot of them that were, like, still in the wrapper that are probably worth anything. I don't know. I don't want to, like...
I got 2 CDs. I got a compilation of Shag music, Yeah Baby. And I don't even know what the other one was that I got. The Tommy Who for $2 in the shrink. Or $3 because it was new. No discounts.
I already got my Tommy the Who CD, but I've got it on vinyl now the way I want it. That's the way I want it. I gotta say, I just enjoy the sound of vinyl better than not to be that guy. And the thing about
I'll be that guy to say, you know what? I don't miss all the popping and the... All the time.
Well, I mean, I don't need a lot of that, but I like a little bit of it. I do like a little bit of it. They're warmer sounding, And
it is a little warmer sounding, but I do like the cleanliness of the CD.
Archival reasons, a CD is actually the best because it's got uncompressed waves in it, so it's like a higher quality, whatever.
And I don't think it wears out as fast either. I think you can get more plays on it. And a longer shelf life.
Yeah. Well, the thing about records is, yeah, you can wear out a record. I very rarely wore out a record. I've worn out cassettes.
Yes.
CDs, if you take care of them, they're just going to last for a long time unless they're the, like, cheap burned CDs.
Right. Or if you put labels on your burnt CDs.
Yeah, well, players don't like those labels.
Players?
But the thing about
Jack,
the,
what you talking about,
thing
players?
About out here in the suburbs is these people do not like to haggle.
No.
They want to get every cent out of everything. And then they got stuff like those YoMTV rap cards that they think are worth something.
Oh, it's the worst rappers in the world. I'm glad you brought that up. That's like, where's the iced tea? Where's the ice cube? You know, where's the, you know, where's the good shit? I don't want to see, like, MC Hammer. You know, and they're like 25 cents a card. 140 cards, I'll give it to you for $20. I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you
$20. 40 cards for $20 is 50 cents a card.
120 cards.
Oh, 120 cards.
140
okay.
cards, he said. He wanted like $20. And I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, no, it's not, they're not, they're literally almost not worth anything.
It's more like $2.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't even look at him. I was thinking about offering $5. I'm glad I didn't even do that.
Oh, he wouldn't have taken $5.
Well, I didn't even, before I even asked him.
And I got the impression that this guy worked at a local record store and was probably coming home, swiping CDs from there for 10 years or so.
We're going first, dude. Single lane bridge here on the garage sale close.
Yep. Trudy and I went across that very bridge like 2 days ago. We were driving, we took a little ride through this neighborhood. That, you want to talk about the rich neighborhood, look at the either side of us. This is like, this is where all the millionaires are.
What did they say in that Conan the Barbarian movie? So this is paradise.
This is not paradise. This is probably a hellish nightmare here. I mean, so they're this, nice houses. We stopped at that bookstore. Or that little book library. That's funny. What are the odds that I would have gone down this road twice in a week?
Who'd have thunk it?
I'm not fancy enough for this neighborhood.
Now what?
I gotta get my records. They dumped all over the place.
Oh,
back there.
Yeah, I dumped your records.
That last maneuver there, Johnny.
Yeah, sorry, that was
Johnny
me.
Bueno's driving like a demon.
Well, I'm just driving like a place I'm trying to get to. I got them stood up in the back for you so they're not flopping all over.
Well, we went
they're
to a garage sale that Johnny Bueno wanted to skip, and the results? Mixed. Maybe it was a good idea, maybe it wasn't a good idea.
Well, I got that interesting 16-pack of Sector's napkins. I looked on the back, and I'm like, 1984?
Yeah.
Wow. So. And she said everything was negotiable. I was kind of afraid about what it was, is the prices seemed like a little high.
They were.
But she said everything was negotiable, and, you know, it was marked for 3. I only had a 5, and I offered 2, and she's like, sure.
Yeah.
The last guy, he wouldn't have done that.
No. No, but these people definitely have more of a storage problem. Like,
yeah.
They got a lot of junk that's got to go either. Like that horn. I would have loved to have that horn, especially for the show.
Why didn't you buy it?
Because it was $20.
Oh.
That's why.
We should have negotiated for 10.
I didn't even want. I don't want to pay tax. I have to get stuff that I can sell.
Right. I'm with you, broski.
I'm running low.
The show might be a review of what we sell next. Make that part of the gloat. All right. I think I'm going to take us to East Irondequoit next.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
So we're going from East Rochester to East Irondequoit. How you like that?
Are we in East Rochester right now?
We are.
Oh. I've never been in this part of East Rochester.
Yar. I always think about, because East Rochester is like a small village that's next to Fairport, which is also a village, but the point is a lot bigger. And they always used to play each other in football. Remember, like, every year it was the traditional, the little brown jug game.
Like, oh, what's that late night host? The annoying sweaty guy. I keep wanting to call him Jimmy Kimmel, but it's not. He's a
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon. This is where Jimmy Fallon comes to
hang out.
To Lost Weekend and snort lots of coke and
come back and, with like bandages on his hands.
Yeah. What happened? We would see him stumble by where I worked every once in a while with
really?
His buddies. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Face beet red. Huh. Just sweaty.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a Massachusetts guy.
Yeah. Apparently he's kind of a piece of shit is what I hear.
That's what they're saying, yeah. It's unfortunate.
I guess. If I had to deal with him, but I don't have to deal with him. Just walking by and then we'd be like, oh, there goes Jimmy Fallon on a coke bender. But I guess East Rochester would be the place. This must be the fancy part of East Rochester.
Because usually it's just all, like, gridded.
East Rochester's kind of beat up, yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe we'll pass some of the cement houses. All right. We'll be back. Well, just had another sale. I think we've actually been to this guy.
Every year.
While we were here earlier this year, too.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I got a couple records
there. I must have been stoned off my ass.
Maybe.
Why bother, dude? Serious.
This guy's been having a garage sale for the last 20 years, but he always has new stuff in there and music stuff, and his records are always... He used to have a lot of records there, but
a lot of stereo equipment, of course.
Yeah.
Nothing of severe quality, but the Blu-rays, how do you go wrong at $1 a piece for the Blu-rays? I checked them all, inspected them all. I got 10 superhero ones, and I left like 4 or 5 of them behind because like an initial written on the front cover. It's like, I don't need that. I don't need to try and worry about it. It's like, I got 10 of them. I could list them for $5 a piece and do the math. You know?
Yeah. I got a Fugs record. Tuli Kupferberg. Weird ass 60s music.
What's this?
Buyers Get Cookie.
Whoa.
Buyers Get Cookie. What do you say? There's nothing that we want there, of course.
Yeah, you watch. They're going to, like, poison us, and we're going to have, like, the runs the rest of the show.
Awesome.
It'd make for great content.
Awesome. I could use a good cleaning out.
This text portion of the show is sponsored by Roto-Rooter.
Yeah.
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Alright, where's your garage sale, motherfuckers? Alright, we'll be back. We're back, and I'm about to have a psychotic reaction. Talk about live, laugh, love garage sales.
What are you trying to say?
I forgot to tell you guys, I got a ninja throwing star today.
Yes, you
for
did.
For a buck.
And you got that Miramax six movies
that nobody's ever heard of from Miramax. Yeah.
Yep.
It's either going to be really rare and valuable or worth absolute dick.
I've been buying a lot of DVDs and Blu-rays. I got 10 superhero Blu-rays for 10 bucks. I think we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
I just got 8 DVDs from this guy, but they're all the good ones. I didn't get Goonies because I had a puncture in it, but I did get...
Don't worry. I've been seeing Goonies everywhere. Yeah. Goonies is
They're remaking it, too.
I have an extra Goonies if you ever need a Goonies.
But American History X, and then Super Troopers, Stripes, you know, the classics.
No, you got Beer Fest.
And Beer Fest. And I got both of them.
Oh, nice.
Well, you could tell by the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
With Marshmallow the dog.
A lot of nice dogs today. We met a pug that was kind of cute earlier.
Yeah, all pugs are cute. Oh, I forgot. I forgot to mention I got that Star Wars number one loot crate.
As did I.
And a Walking Dead loot crate, which I'm almost going to guarantee ain't worth nothing. But they were buck a pop each and in their plastic bags.
Yeah. We've just been buying stuff wherever we can. I got that Jamaica shirt.
I still haven't gotten anything worth like to sell yet today.
Those DVDs and Blu-rays should sell. They really should do okay. For a buck a piece, you can't go wrong. So, all right. Well, we're here at the Northfield garage sale, so we're gonna go to that one.
All right.
See you
in a minute. Nice timing there, Johnny. That was very well timed. Well, if you remember last week, oh, actually, you probably didn't remember last week because we probably weren't recording when we went down the street. We went down the street looking for a garage sale, and there were no garage sales on the street and a dead end. And we were pissed.
They're like, what is this place?
This week we went down there. There was no garage sale at the address that the sign said, but there was a lady sit down at the end with a pretty decent garage sale.
Yeah, some interesting things.
I liked her art, too. Her art wasn't, like, totally horrible like most people when they...
Yeah, no, she seemed like she wasn't of these parts.
Yes, she's very, very crunchy, too. But she had a box full of... Promo kits from the old days that they used to mail to radio stations and record stores. A lot of bands that I'd never heard of that were all $5. Any band that I'd heard of that was kind of big, like I saw Loggins and Messina one, like for their first album, $20. So I got one for Hot Tuna Burgers. That was a $5 one, which is Yorma, the original guitar player for the Jefferson Airplane.
And Jack Cassidy.
And Jack Cassidy. And actually, I think Hot Tuna are like 10 times better than...
They're actually going to be in Geneva in the next...
Oh my God, they got to be crunchy and crispy by now.
I saw them like 30 years ago at Scorgie's.
We went up into the Catskills. You know that place where everybody saw fish? It was like this famous,
farm.
It was like the something dude ranch,
right?
And
Sun Valley Ranch,
something like that. And we went there to see Hot Tuna and this crazy band that reminded me of Gad, but not musically. They were more bluesy. But, like, just being a bunch of burnt-out fucking weirdos opened up for them, and they were really good. And then Hot Tuna, Jack Cassidy, and Yorma just drove right up on their Harleys.
Nice.
Like, a couple, like, right through the crowd.
Got out
and started setting up. And that was cool. Then we saw a UFO float over our heads that night.
Didn't see the band UFO?
No, we saw a round globe just floating over our heads. It flew, and I was like, oh, it's probably just one of those lanterns with a flame in it that float away. But then, It was obviously much, much bigger than that, because it floated a few miles away and then hovered over a mountain. And then lightning, a storm started brewing over the mountain, and lightning was going off all around the UFO.
See, that's where you got to call in the Justice League.
I was tripping my ass off.
Oh, but outside so, of that, right.
So I was like, okay, and like, I was with Ken and Barb. So obviously we were all tripping our asses off and going, well, you know, yes, this appears to be a UFO. Yes, it just floated right over our heads, but we're not reliable witnesses. So finally we were in a parking lot full of people, and finally everybody's going, who's not on drugs? And then people would raise their hand and we'd go, do you see that? Describe what you see. And then they would, and we'd go, okay, that's what's going on. Anyway, that was Hot Tuna. And I got a press kit, or like a fan club newsletter, an introductory thing for the ELO Move fan club.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite bands of all time. And I got, was only a $5 one, too.
And I got two odd things. I got a pair of Chucky shoelaces.
Oh, you got the Chucky shoelaces.
And I got a Stormtrooper Pez dispenser.
If you're ever going to murder somebody and strangle them to death with the Chucky shoelaces.
Well, that's what I was,
just so we can see the news report the next day, found strangled with Chucky shoelaces.
The Chucky Strangler. Chucky, 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 Chucky.
And when you do, the murders, you have to have a paper bag over your head, like the unknown comic, and just come up to the person, and be like, "Chucky, baby, Chucky, hey, Chucky, Chucky, come here, Chucky."
I got something for you.
Now go to sleep, Chucky.
And then when you're done murdering, you can like saunter off like Gene, the dancer.
Yeah, bum, 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 bum. All right. Well, we got another garage sale to go to.
So fuck off. There's a piece the early rain.
Well, nothing, and then
bang!
Something. Garage sale. And it looked interesting from the road. It was obviously a good digging through junk garage sale.
There's been a lot of garage sales today that look like a pile of junk, but you really got to focus your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm doing that with a lot of the DVDs that I keep on like, oh, there's Beer Fest. Oh, there's Super Troopers. You know? And this time it was, oh, there's Planet Terror. Oh, there's... What was the other one? The Doom... Yeah, the other one. The
Tarantino one.
Tarantino one.
The car one.
Right.
Death Proof. Death Proof, which I didn't like the first time I saw it, and then has grown on me each... And now I love it. Have you seen that?
No, I actually have never seen it.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I got the Planet Terror
Kurt
one,
Russell,
so I've seen that one.
Chewing the shit out of the scenery. But it's a very... It's for a Tarantino movie, it's kind of slow and kind of self-indulgent in parts.
That's Tarantino.
No, Tarantino's never slow for me. Like I can watch a 4-hour Tarantino movie and be sucked into it. But like Planet Terror is like a drive-in movie that's never existed. It's too good. It's filmed to be like low budget, but it's too full of good stuff. Tarantino knew the job, and he was like, okay, a drive-in movie is cheap. It has filler, and, you know, and we'll save money by making it car stunts, you know. It's all dialogue and car chases and car stunts. So it's more like a real drive... It's like a drive-in version, a low-budget, crank-it-out Tarantino movie. And... Like, you're gonna, you know, if, like, the one girl that acts in it is, like, the stunt, it was Uma Thurman's stunt double in Kill Bill, and Tarantino she's this Australian woman And he was just like, I gotta use you in a movie. And, but it's a good one. Planet Terror is a riot.
Yeah, I do like Planet Terror.
I saw that in the movie theater where there were both movies and all the trailers in between. It was quite an experience. It was just me and Mark Martin in the theater, too, for the whole thing.
So, you didn't even talk about what you ended up scoring.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, we were at this garage sale, and I found, like, the a lot of hardcover Star Wars, you know, but they had Revenge of the Jedi, or Revenge of the Sith, which is the best-written Star Wars book of all time. It's very well-written, and it's one of the only ones worth reading, to be frankly honest with you. And, like, a couple other books, a Snoopy tie.
Then
I walk by this box and I see a beat-up old Kenner X-Wing fighter with the decals just, like, peeling off it. Ooh, something mag book-looking.
Yeah, it's Artie Romero.
And, but then I look a little further in the box. What's sitting in there? The Death Star playset. Dirty and scroungy, probably not all there, but it does have the trash compactor with the trash in it and the Dianoga in it. So once I clean it up, who knows, maybe I'll have the whole thing, maybe I'll have just pieces of it, but...
It's definitely worth more than what you paid.
Yeah, which was 15 bucks.
15 buckaroonies.
For that, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I got the first season of Saturday Night Live for $2. Perfect shape. How do you go wrong with that?
Yeah, one of the best seasons of Saturday Night Live.
I remember trying to sit through it. Like, you can watch them online and stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff they do not show.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And well, then, there's and a lot of filler.
and the musical guests, of course, that's really the best part.
If they're in there, because that becomes copyright situations, so it's hard to say.
Yep.
But that was a good garage sale.
It was. And now we're at the portion of the show where we hit the little boy room.
Hit the little boy's room, and then we're off again.
Onwards!
And no waiting for you, because we'll be right back in... Just one second. Here we come.
Wait for Satan.
Here we come.
We go back to Britannia, sir. We go back to Britannia, sir. I love you like a big love corn. I love you like a big love corn.
Well, we're back on the road. Stopped at a quick pit stop and piss stop at Johnny Bueno's house. Gone to a couple garage sales. Just no. Nada. Nothing. I got a rock.
Oh,
I didn't
man.
Even get a rock. I want a rock.
I want a rock!
You called me D. Snyder today. But like...
What do you want to do with your life?
I can't complain. I've got myself some dark... It's a dead-end Johnny.
You and your fat cat.
I'm going to call you dead-end Johnny from now on. He's dead-end Johnny. He's bad news, man. Bad news.
And the Asbury pukes.
All right. Anyway, we're headed. Where are we heading to?
Yes.
A random.
Yeah, we're going to this estate sale.
Oh.
We keep on trying to go to this estate sale, and we keep on hitting these terrible garage sales.
Just
today's theme: skateboards.
Yeah.
Oh my God, skateboards everywhere. Maro, Mingifaj.
Crummy skateboards.
That's okay. I'm allowed to say that. Don't normalize me.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, man. All right.
Ah, dog! Antonina. This is not my... 59 Dorian is not...
That's not the state sale.
That is not the one.
Maybe we'll get fooled again. Anyway.
Oh, look. Guess where we're on.
We're
Sharon Drive.
We will have it at... We were going to... I wouldn't call it a celebrity estate sale, but a local... Of local interest estate sale. So,
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a story or two.
It's an estate sale of a local restaurateur who makes the best German food hands down.
I've had some of it, and Sauerbraten was really good. I tried to make Sauerbraten once, and then I got to have real Sauerbraten. And the difference between my attempt at Sauerbraten and what came from Schwann's was...
Man,
it's like nothing. A video game today.
Ladies in baseball caps.
If I sound a little stilted, it's because it's just like a fucking pinball game out here.
It's a beautiful day, but you gotta be head on a swivel.
Now, if you were just driving 85 miles per hour down this neighborhood, well, shit. I have to put some sound effects in there now so people can actually believe that. It's just too relaxed. Okay, this has a state sale. Are we almost there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be maybe a very German, I would assume, maybe a very German estate sale.
Yeah. I think we missed it. This one started at 12.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so it's been going for a couple hours.
And there's a sale right here, too. Or is that the same one?
I don't know. We shall find out.
I think it's down there, and then we'll go to that one over here.
All right.
And in doing so, we'll...
complete the loop. Alright, we just got out of the Swan estate sale, recorded a whole story about it, and then realized that we weren't recording. And when I say we realized, it was I realized because I forgot to push the button. But I pushed the button.
You sure did, didn't you?
I'm a born button pusher.
You're something. What the hell? How come this is on?
I don't know, because you're walking, because you're not moving in the car. Anyway, it was it was just a nice suburban house, small suburban house. Pretty much, like, it was just torn through. There were whole empty rooms in it, and just sort of the last leftover stuff. But, Jack got the sentimental stuff from the restaurant.
I did. I got the Schwann's Market glass, and then I got two Warsteiner glasses, which is a German, I think it's Warsteiner, as far as glasses go. Worked out really well. They're only $2 a piece, so they're nice. They're definitely worth more than that, but there's more for sentimental reasons, so... Uh-oh, I think we need to eject. We need to eject right now!
I'm pissed. I'm trying to do this one-handed. Ah, fuck you, shut up. Wow, that was aggressive, man. That's like, fuck, man. It's like kicking in my, like, panic mode, dude. Holy shit.
Well, the last thing we want to do is harsh your mellow. That's because that, when that happens,
mellow,
you forget to like hit the start button.
What's wrong with? Have you tried turning him off and turning him back on? Anyway, I got a monkey. I got a little monkey carving holding. I think it's supposed to be a cigar, or maybe it was something else, and like something broke off it. And there's just a stick in his hand, but it's a nice little resin wood-looking. Looking monkey sitting on his haunches. That was $4, you know.
You in your monkey suit, you just look like a monkey.
Yes. Anyway.
says Sharon. Sharon!
There it is. Sharon. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. All right.
We're going to Dorian.
We're going to Dorian.
And watch it be closed.
It is 2:24. It's very possible. But you don't have to wait like us and go through the winding and winding and winding and...
Here we are!
Disorienting.
59!
Okay.
Don't you discount
I don't see
me.
Any traffic around here.
That's because all those fat cats are at the estate
126.
Sale.
126, okay, it should be down here. There it is. And it looks like it's going. Stuff on tables. All right, we'll be right back. All right.
It's like a trio of two, man.
Trio twice over. Well, Johnny boy, we have hit a couple other garage sales, but nothing. And then it's like I realize I haven't eaten all day, and Johnny has been ready to eat since he got up this morning.
I felt like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
But
I really did.
And we even went to that one garage sale. It was like cookie with purchase. We didn't purchase anything though, so
I don't think we they, that was a losing battle anyways. Yeah. You probably would have gotten the runs. Do they still use okay. that term anymore?
Yeah.
Is that politically incorrect?
Hershey squirts. Yeah. Yeah. The green apple quick step.
Sure. You know what happens after the green apple quick step, don't you?
What?
A little swamp ass.
Swamp, yeah, but beyond swamp ass, like a 3 Mile Island ass. Judging by what I consume. Anyway.
How do we always wind up down below the line?
We got so hungry, and it's past, it's 3:18 now, so we're heading home. Yeah. I got my Death Star playset. Dirty as it is, I will be very...
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun to clean it up, you know, to check it out and clean it up and see. It might I'm going to, on the basic assumption that it'll be for parts. But it's got the garbage bin with the foam in it and the Dianoga. But I'll tell you that foam, you know, original foam, you don't want it. It's gonna like it'll I bet you it would just crumble into powder and mush in my fingers. Just like Miss Piggy's undergarments on the Miss Piggy puppets from the 80s.
The what puppets?
Alright, but certain Muppet puppets, especially Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy had a dress, and in the lining of that dress was this thin pink spongy foam.
Oh, well, that's a good
thing. So the dress sort of held its shape, you know. It wasn't a floppy dress. It like held a puppet shape. And but it was still, you know, very bendable. But that stuff does not age well. As a matter of fact, there was a Chewbacca ammunition belt that you could buy that you could keep figures in. And it had little foam pads to keep it from chafing your tender young Star Wars skin. And all that stuff just turned to goop. You've probably seen it in the back of like an old radio, like a pocket radio where the battery compartment would be. And that little piece of foam that holds the battery in place will just like decay away.
That happened to us years ago in a different way, but similar. I had, and this is going back to like 1992. I bought a whole box unopened of Grease cards.
Oh.
Grease was from 1978.
Oh, no. I think I see where this is going. I'm like, okay, where... Oh, dear God, no.
So after opening up all the packs, I had all the gum. And I had, of course, Rocky with me.
And right.
He dared me, and I dared him. So the two of us decided to simultaneously, together...
Little suicide pack.
Yes.
Suicide by gum pack.
Yeah, we each took a couple pieces and we bit. And, like, all the gum base is completely dissolved.
Uh-huh.
So all you got, but it was like, it was like biting into, like, cobwebs.
Oh, no.
And then after biting into it, it was, like, hard and, like, that cobwebby feel in your mouth. And then it just started, like, dissolving. And we both looked at each other and we're just like, ugh, we both like
spitting, washing your tongue.
Yeah. Did you just see that sign?
No.
Above us? I don't want to get political, but it was a political sign we just drove over.
Oh. Totally miss it. Oh my god, that guy's just asking to be road pizza.
He's starting with the shorts?
Shorts. He's got his ass hanging out of the plumber's
zooming in traffic at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, on a little Japanese leg burner.
We call it a crotch rocket.
Yeah, we might want to slow down. There might be a pileup pretty soon. I don't know what it is. Like, usually, okay, people act like idiots when it's super hot out, you know, when it's the dog day. But today was totally pleasant and, you know, like, just friendly weather. Nice, cool breeze jumping. Jesus Christ. And I can't open the window because the wind will just ruin the sound of our.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin. We don't want to ruin the set.
We got to keep it. We got to keep this sounding crisp and clean and professional, man. C and P. Remember that the motto of Two True Freaks podcast: crisp, clean, professional, and timely. And crisp, clean, professional, and timely. Anyway.
I didn't get that memo.
Not a bad day. Not a bad day. I'm going to clean my Death Star when I get home.
I got two bags full of shit that I had no business buying, but it's all worth it.
Well, I can't wait to read my ELO fan club newsletter, ELO and the Move fan club newsletter.
Yeah, you got to tell Mike about that one.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll be sending Mike pictures. Mike will probably be like, oh, yeah, I got five. I'm subscribed to
Which
that one.
Which version is that one?
Mike Cross, very, very, very likely, now that I think about it, probably subscribed to that when we were in high school.
He's that type of... true believer.
He's that type of fan. He's a go-getter guy. He's gonna when he wants what he wants, he goes and gets it, man.
Oh,
especially when it comes to ELO when you're in high school.
Before we forget, we actually came up with a better name for my band.
Yes.
Dead End Johnny and the Snot Nose Pukes.
Yes. Snot Rocket to Mars would be the first album.
That's actually something from a Seinfeld episode.
What about Snot My Fault? Yeah. Snot My Kid.
There's a great comic by Matt called Snot For... Was it Snot For Real?
Snot For Real, man. Anyway, we gotta go. It's raining in Neil Young's heart right now, and... It's time to go. You know what? You would come back. You gotta suck your head on this damn rubble. I don't see no need for it.